And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill is off this week, so Lori Grant is our digital media maven. She's here with me. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Michelle. Well, our listeners wasted no time waging one spirited debate after another this week. Monday's program included a tribute to Latino Heritage Month. But Daniel Guadalupe, a lawyer and member of our diversity panel, explained that the L word itself can be a problem.
Many Latinos feel that Latino is a term that is identified with the left, with liberalism, and it's not a neutral term. So I must make that clear, that within the Latino community, there is a continuing debate about that. Hispanic is the more conservative term. Latino is the more liberal term.
But a couple of our listeners couldn't get really with Hispanic either. Here's Carl.
I'm of Mexican heritage, and I would never call myself Hispanic. Yes, our language comes from Spain, but our culture doesn't. Remember that Spain obliterated the native Mexicans and imposed their religion and their way of life. Not to be melodramatic, but you could equate a Mexican calling himself Hispanic to a Native American calling himself European. It just doesn't jive.
No, well, thank you, Carl, for that. What else, Lori?
Lots of back and forth after our segment Wednesday about Troy Davis. He's the 39-year-old African-American on death row in Georgia for killing a white police officer back in 1989. Several witnesses against him have recanted, but the U.S. Supreme Court still denied his final appeal, clearing the way for his execution. Listener Ray Ann says that's a big injustice.
Everyone from the Pope to Jimmy Carter have come out against this case, and I think it just highlights two things. One, you know, it highlights the steps that have been taken by the courts and the legislature in the previous decades to restrict the rights of prisoners. And two, I think it also highlights the gruesome realities of a criminal justice system that is plagued by racism and inequality.
A.M. Patina wrote in with this comment, quote, because none of us was present at the trial, we have no idea if the recanting witnesses were vigorously cross-examined at trial. There are many factors that can lead to the mistaken identity of a witness, including the lighting at the time, the phenomena that for some people, quote, all blacks look alike, end quote, the distance between the witnesses and the shooter. So even if the police did not pressure the witnesses to finger Davis, he can still be a victim of mistaken identity. Thank you for that, A.M.
We also got a lot of comments on our post-debate roundtable yesterday. Daryl called in to agree with our guests, who commented that John McCain seemed to still be more negative in his approach rather than talking about the issues.
I watch closely how McCain pretty much attacked Obama on his policy, rather him explaining how he would make the country better. And to me, that's not a good sign of a good president.
Thank you, Daryl, and thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. You can catch up on all our coverage and tell us more about what's happening in your world by calling our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. Or you can go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.